I'd like to think that if the band Cake were starting out today, they'd be called Pastry Stouts. And their hit would be, How Do You Afford Your Craft Beer Lifestyle? This is The Perfect Boat.
I think that's very accurate. I don't know how I afford it.
How do you afford the t-shirt that proves you heard of them first?
I went to the, when it was open, first time it was tap room.
First.
It was even the tap room.
First. Hashtag.
It was just when it was in his garage.
As long as their moleskins are red, white, and blue.
Oh!
This is The Perfect Boar. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Next couple hours, going to be hanging out, drinking plenty of indie beer, and talking about it, talking about beer releases to look out for.
Some of that.
Some of gold loving, some cheers, some craft beer culture. Beers we were caught drinking, and lots we're going to be hearing from all across the country, craft beer drinkers from all across the country.
Hey, brother, what season is it?
Narwhal season.
Oh, man, new beer just opened. You heard Goldfinger, Gold Member. He said he loves gold.
Gold Member.
He loves when things are...
we don't have the money to pay for Goldfinger.
Nope, we only member. it's Sierra Nevada 2018 straight narwhal. No variants here.
No variants.
Just a straight 12-ounce bottle of narwhal
right off the shelf.
Wasn't there a time where you would have said pass at 12-ounce bottles? You're like, come on,
give me more.
Feels like I remember when they put in 12-ounce.
Mm-hmm. I would have waited for a 22-ounce narwhal.
If I had the option of 22-ounce or a 4-pack of 12-ounce, I'd go for the 4-pack.
Ooh, but now they're in 6-packs.
That's fine, too.
Same price. Sierra Nevada figured out how to do it. Same price, same beer, 6-packs.
When it comes to high ABV or barrel-aged things over 12 ounces, I typically don't like to open them by myself. So,
you would do 22-ounce ball of narwhal by yourself, personal beer fest, no problem? Weeknight? No. Work night?
No.
No? Nick, I feel like...
What, you have to ask me this?
No, yeah. You would have no problem.
Yeah. Not a problem.
Your coworkers are like, see you when you walk in. Oh, he had a narwhal.
I mean,
I've had
two old Rasputin. Night,
huh? Let's give him another hour before we ask him something.
I've had two old Rasputins amongst the four beers I had in the evening, but it still felt different.
Still, it was different.
I feel funny.
Oh, I can't do that 22-ounce narwhal, but give me 8 different beers.
Yeah, 8 12-ounces.
I'll be fine.
Bye, buddy. Wow. I hope you find your beer.
What's your opinion? We've had a variant earlier, a couple weeks ago, of this? We had the old version.
We had an old-ass
narwhal.
Old-ass barrel-aged narwhal.
Yeah, barrel-aged. It wasn't flavored.
Straight. Is this your first try, or have you already had the 2018 narwhal?
This is number 8 of my case of narwhal.
Oh, okay.
So I used my small glass. That way you, too, may enjoy the rest of this beer.
This is my first narwhal of the season.
Mine, too. It's kind of basic.
Oh, is it not hazy enough for you? I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I like that I can't see through it.
I'll call Sierra Nevada right now and have them make you a hazy.
Haze it up, bro.
I like their beard. It almost has a dryness to it. It's definitely dry, but
very dry.
It almost has an ashiness to it, and I'm okay with that. It's not sweet. It's not coffee. It's not vanilla. Vanilla chocolate does qualify as sweet, but it's not any of those things. It's not fig. It's not plum. It's not none of that. It's
an stout. Stout,
a little bit of oatmeal,
mm-hmm.
a little bit of ashiness, and dry as fuck. And that's all it needs to be.
It's a very accurate, very accurate description.
You don't.
And that booze hits you at the at the end.
Isn't
the
it booze like 9.8? Nice. 10.2. Yeah.
It's like 9.8.
Yeah.
But four more.
Yeah. Feels like.
This one goes to 9.8.
Actual temperature, 10.2.
Why not make 9.8, 10.2? Why not make 10.2, 9.8?
It's like splitting hairs at that point.
This one goes to 10.2. Wow. This is, I guess that's what I'm sort of taken aback by, how straightforward straightforward and dry basic. It is. Like,
how not pumpkin or not.
Where's my vanilla extract?
Yeah.
Where's the ball of vanilla extract?
They even forgot Louis's it. Concerned about this.
Louis is concerned about
this. This is not
this
a pastry stout. This is, there are no adjuncts.
Nope.
He's like, it's Tuesday, guys. Hey, guys, do you know it's Tuesday?
It's early.
That's not a German Shepherd. That's a lab. He has no idea what you're doing with your hand right now.
Yeah, he is. I'm making hand signals, and it is really confusing to him. He's like, this. What in the world are you doing?
So sir? When does a cracker appear in your hand?
No cracker in there.
When does that appear?
Oh, Louis.
When do I get the
cracker?
We need
to have give Louis a wireless headset, put it on him.
Oh, man.
So he can walk around and you know, chime make in when he needs noises. To.
You should just make your, you should make the bark box available to the patrons. Be like, what's Louis up to?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. I do have we do have a pet cam on him during the day that is accessible through other users of that pet cam. What is it? Pet Cube, I think it's called.
Oh, Pet Cube. I thought it was BarkBox. Yeah. No, BarkBox is what you, it's a service. Sorry,
right. Yeah. That's the box service or whatever. Yeah. This is the Pet Cube. So I could share that if to other Pet Cube users. Here's Louie. Here's Louie. What's he doing? When I'm bored, when I'm bored at work, I just check the cams. Like, what's Louie doing right now?
Nice balls, Louie.
And he's usually laying in his cool hole.
Yes, they like the cool holes.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. That's your Louie. More Louie talk.
More.
Louie's gonna have his own show here pretty soon.
I think Louie should be a narwhal for Halloween.
That's a good idea.
See, he agrees. Yeah, he agrees. No.
You get Let's down right get now. Into some culture. Culture.
No Nick, culture Nick. Song?
Yeah, your hands are up.
Yes. Is that the signal?
Yep. Your turn. Here, I'll get Louie over here. Whoops.
Look over there.
Drop the cracker for Louie.
Nice. So, I did not know this, but Pure Project does do bottles. They do it for limited release stuff.
Huh.
They have a bottle club.
That I've seen that.
I haven't seen it yet either. It must be exclusive.
Yeah, they're like, don't put this on Instagram.
Yeah. But they sell their bottles through Brown Paper Tickets. Okay. And Brown Paper Tickets has an anti-camping device.
Ooh.
They give you 15 minutes to purchase your allotment, and then it will be redistributed to the crowd.
Mm.
So it they're trying to avoid overselling is what's happening.
Okay. Well, what's the purpose of the person that's camping? Like holding that? I mean, they're holding that. I get that they're holding the beer mm-hmm. like away from anyone else, but why are they just not buying it? Why are they sitting on it? Like, why is that necessary to have this camping thing?
Because I bet that you get online and you get your allotment, and then you immediately get on Craigslist and try to resell it before you buy it to make sure you can mark up the profit.
Gotcha. You're just like, all right, I got this on hold.
Uh-huh.
Let's see what I can do with it.
Yeah. Can I flip four bottles before I actually give them my money?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So now they're getting ways to discourage.
I think so.
You traitors.
Traitors.
Hmm? That's cool.
So good for them to try and curb some of that. I don't know how many bottle limit they have. I guess this is the 2019.
They should make it even less time then. Like, I mean, I know it does take time. you know, when like when I'm going on Ticketmaster at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Whenever tickets go on sale. Like sometimes it does take time, especially if you're mobile, you're on a phone at work or something,
yeah,
and you're just
worst.
Like trying to get tickets, and it's like, you've got 5 minutes. Like, shit.
Yeah.
Nah, that card's not working. Hey.
Another card.
Who's got a card?
Hey, you got a credit card over there?
These are Fleetwood Mac tickets, bro. I don't care. Lindsey Buckingham's not on this tour.
That's how you find out who your friends are really quick.
Yeah.
Can I put this on? No.
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 We cannot.
Lindsey Buckingham. That's great.
Yeah, wait Matt for says that one, he's Matt. Not going because Lindsey Buckingham's not on this tour.
Yeah, I mean, they're all pushing 70. You should all just get your shit. Same thing with like the Black Sabbath thing. You're old. Just do it. You know?
Until the wheels come off.
Yeah.
Why you got to be all like, nah, I'm not gonna.
It's not the right contract. It's like, maybe it's not. Maybe you're already worth
a
lot
like
of money.
Do you not
like money? Maybe you're already worth enough money, and maybe you should hang out with your friends while you're all still capable of
just
doing
such. Just
hang
out and play music for a couple hours every other night.
Yeah.
Woe is me.
Yeah. Oh. Such a tough life. So what's going on, Nick? What are we talking about? Beer?
Yep.
Narwhals.
Narwhal season. Blah, blah, blah. When sold out. So yeah, check out Pure Project. They have bottles. I wonder what's in the bottles.
Who knows? I've never heard of these
purchase page.
Pure Project bottles. I don't
Let's
think.
Go to the purchase page. Seller Syndicate Membership Public Sale. Ooh, $300.
$300 get you what?
Gets you 14 barrel-aged bottles, a mixture of sour and clean beers, including four Seller Syndicate beers. Exclusive 375 bottles.
Oh, exclusives? I'm in. Uh-huh.
Four 22-ounce bottles, six 375-milliliter bottles, 2019 exclusive merchandise pack, Syndicate glass, Syndicate stainless glass. Steel double wall insulated growler, 32 ounces, and a ticket to the third-year anniversary party, plus one.
Oh, can bring in plus one.
Who's your plus one?
I don't know, man. Oh. Any San Diego friends.
Or any friends for that matter.
Any friends.
Will you be my plus one?
Memberships, limited number. Blah, blah, blah. Anyways, they got to go to Brown Paper Tickets and find Seller Syndicate membership. If you want to be a Pure Project
member
fanboy.
Does Tioga doesn't have like a membership club, do they, that you're paying money and you're getting exclusives? Does Pendragon has something, right? Do they have a bottle? Are they the only ones in town that have, in the Fresno area, that have that, where you're in a club and you're paying money and you're getting exclusives?
Sequoia has the Mug Club.
Yeah, I mean,
but
they,
that's like just like you show up and you can fill your mug up as much as you want.
Well, same thing with Pendragon. They have the goblets with Hot PK opening, and I think their sour program. No, I know with Hot PK opening, yes, there was supposed to be, if you donated a certain amount of money, there were supposed to be bottle releases that happened there before other places or sours or something. But that I don't think they've released anything under that label. Well, there's no
okay.
There's true secret society or anything.
Well, maybe there is a true secret society. You just don't know. Yeah. They don't tell industry.
That's how secret it is. Nobody knows about it.
Nobody knows. It's just Tommy at his house. This is secret.
But if
I'm
you don't.
I'm having an exclusive.
But if you drink a beer and you didn't untap it, Did it make a sound?
Yeah, I don't think it does. It doesn't exist. Nobody sees it on Untappd. What good is it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, how are you going to get on the board?
Right. You got to get on the board.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
You gotta get on the board. The point of drink is get on the board.
That's right.
Yeah, get on the board.
Get on the board. Ska Brewing says no to Texas. No more.
Oh, they're pulling back.
You said no. It's a tough market, apparently, this Texas. I don't know what they do like.
They kindly, you Coloradans coming down here selling your beer.
I wonder if... let's check the notes.
The only good beer you ever made is that Blue Moon. Now that's a good beer.
I
could put an orange in that.
Apparently, Blue Moon was the first brewery to invade a major ballpark.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Was this recent? When?
No.
Did it take over?
Okay, so...
Blue Moon Tap Takeover. So, all Blue Moon variants.
Apparently, prepare the tangent button.
I have my hands on over the button.
So apparently there's a scam going around saying it's total like phishing, like virus almost scam that says Coors Light is giving away a free case of beer on their 200th anniversary. And it's a link.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like beer.usagoamerica.com. And I'm like, that looks weird. Right? But I was like, why are they? I was like, Coors is really 200 years old. So now I'm getting interested in like Google Coors. And so the real Coors website is like MillerCoors.us.
Uh-huh.
Like, or something way not what the other one was. So there's a scam on free Coors Light.
Don't get fierce on that. I know you love your Coors Light, people, but don't click the link.
Yeah.
Get all that malware.
But then if you go to the website, they do give the history on Miller, Molson, and Coors.
Was Blue Moon completely a product of Coors, or was it, did Coors take it over?
No, they invented it.
They invented it, okay.
But it was Coors, the corporate entity, not like a startup.
Right, okay. Because there was... somebody recently was trying to convince me that Blue Moon was its own brewery, and then Coors took it over. I was like, well, that doesn't sound right. All right. Good. Now I know.
I mean, unless I...
It's always been corporate.
Skipped over that part in the timeline. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah. It's always been terrible in corporate. Before the show, we had our tailgating beer. We had a hop concept beer. The orange, the one that's an orange freshener.
Oh, that was good.
I love gold.
The citrus and pine. Like
that citrus and pine.
That was very good. Very clear. Oh,
yeah, super clear.
Super clear.
This is a new one I picked up the other day from the market here in Fresno. It's a revision beer. It's called Social Fermentation.
Where'd you find this?
It was the market.
The market.
It was so new that they didn't even have it in the system. She had to ring it up as a $15.99 4-pack, and she had to do all the CRV tricks that you do at the register.
So you bought 6 lettuce heads is what happened?
Yeah. When I was at Vaughn's, whatever I could get in the system. I was like, how much was this? Oh, $6.99. Okay. $6.99 produce.
Sorry.
It was some canned alcohol that was, I'm completely not charging all kinds of things I'm supposed to be charging.
Nice. I wonder if you have a record.
Probably.
Do they have a record on you still?
Yeah, they're watching me.
All transactions.
I like this.
Blue Moon. Okay. Blue Moon Wikipedia. It says it was launched in 95, originally brewed in Golden, Colorado. That makes it sound like It was developed by Coors.
In secret. Kind of like how Chipotle is McDonald's, but nobody ever talks about that.
What?
Not anymore. I think they actually sold it off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But yes, you're right. That's how they started. And I'll...
I like this revision.
What is this?
Social fermentation.
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite, hazy. I had to get that stout out of my system.
Great. That's just wonderful. Good thing I got a pocket stout over here.
Oh, let me check. I'm going to blend. Look at this. Give me a little...
Stop ruining the Norwalk. Damn it.
50-50, right? I just blended Norwalk with the fresh hazy beer. See what happens.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to... We'll do an early cheers.
It's interesting. It's not bad.
It's not bad. I noticed you didn't say it's not
they're
good.
They're better separate. I'll say that they're better separate, but it's drinkable.
So early cheers goes to coming
up. An early cheers.
Coming
look
up.
That.
Coming up. Coming up.
Coming up soon from Nick.
Raisin Tobles. He says, make a black and tan out of narwhal and dogfish head 90 minute.
Whew. That's serious beer.
Yeah. I'm going to try it.
I'll bet you will. On a random Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah. There will be video.
Man, whatever. I'll do it.
Okay.
Okay. What else? You got any more cool shit things?
That is all for me.
All for you. Beer to Brewer, a.k.a. Matt.
Don't I have anything.
You're good. These early, once in a while, we'll record early and it just messes up the flow, information flow. I was perusing my Instagram feed today and I see, and I follow the indie beer hashtag on Instagram, and I came across one picture of a guy holding up a Goose Island beer, you know, to the camera, like, ah. And you know, it's one of the like 20 hashtags in the picture. It was indie beer, and so I was like,
"Did you light him up?"
And nobody was commenting about it. And I was like, "Should I be? Am I going to be that guy? Do I need to be that guy?" And I was like, "No, I don't need to be that guy." And I started flipping down, and I was like, "No, wait, fuck this! I'm going to be that guy." And I commented, and, you know, and said, "Actually, this is a Budweiser product. This is not hashtag indie beer."
Yes. Good job.
So, and nobody said anything or comment or anything. Wow. So, should I be that guy?
Fell on deaf ears.
That's incorrectly using the indie beer hashtag with a Goose Island beer? Because this person looks like they probably just didn't know any better and just think that, which is the thing I hate the most is, it's one thing if you want to, you're consciously choosing, like, I don't care. I'll drink a Goose Island. I don't care that Budweiser owns them. I'll just drink it. That's fine. That's a choice. But when somebody thinks like, oh, this is craft beer. This is an independent craft beer, this Goose Island, and puts a hashtag on there.
Yep.
Shouldn't they be corrected? Am I being too dorky?
I would be mad about it at first.
Like, and who's this Yahoo telling me? Because I didn't know who this person was. I didn't follow them or anything. I just came across them because of the hashtag.
The hashtag follow feature. And then when I was drunk, I would then correct them.
Yeah. Sober, you're like, I'm not going to bother with this. Drunk, you're like, fucking, this isn't fucking any beer, motherfucker. Bought, sell out. So, I guess I'm the indie beer police now.
Nice. Good.
So follow those hashtags. Anybody using the indie beer hashtag incorrectly, shut them down.
That's right. Where's your badge?
Yeah. I need a badge.
Yeah. Badges.
Indie beer inspector.
Yes.
IBI.
IBI.
Per the IBI.
Did you say FBI?
No. IBI.
Oh.
Way more important.
Way more.
Stupid FBI. Would you guys drink a matcha beer?
No.
A beer blended with matcha?
Nope.
The hell's matcha?
It's like a tea flavor, right? Am I getting that right? It's like a tea flavor. It's very popular.
Gonna
now.
Say no.
And this is being done. The people are doing this.
Mm. Well, they're Stone tried to do a tea beer a while back.
Yeah. Ugh.
A TIPA, I think.
It's terrible.
No, that does not sound
appetizing. All right, good. Just making sure. Because somebody's trying to make that a matcha beer is a thing.
Yeah.
And then we just told them no. So they're done.
Shut her down.
Shut her down. Just a little tip. Porchdrinking.com has the pour list for GABF.
Whoa.
In case you need that. I'm looking out for all those.
Yes, that's quite the list.
Yeah, it's like too involved to even.
I did three mouse wheel involved. Scrolls, and I was like, nope, don't have the patience for this.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
Plus, all of the beginning is all 10 barrel stuff. It's like,
that's a problem with GABF. It's just everybody. It's everybody in beer is there. 10 barrel, 10 barrel, 10 barrel, 10 barrel, 10 barrel. And then you can't, and then everything's secret, right? So they can't, somebody judging it could, in theory, vote. Tim Barrel could win a bunch of awards.
Oh, it's Pepsi Challenge style?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you're drinking?
I think so, right? I thought I knew that, but.
That'd be the fair way to do it.
Right. Maybe I don't. Maybe that's not the way they do it. But it seems like it. Because that would seem like everything would be tainted. I don't know. Mm-hmm. These are some high-level judges.
I'm sure there's some payoffs going on.
Something's going on. Somebody needs to open up an investigation on GABF.
Backdoor.
What is happening?
San
Diego Brewers always clean house at GABF.
How's Pliny doing these days?
It seems like it makes like the top fives now. It's always like.
It's no longer.
It seems like it's always sort of in number four or five or something. It seems to manage to get there. But, like, I may be wrong, but that's what I'm feeling like. That's
For a minute, I forgot that Firestone Walker was helping them out. And I saw this photo of David Walker and Vinny. I never say his last name. Mm-hmm. Russian River guy. I was like, they're hanging out now?
When are they hanging out?
Because they got the new Windsor brewery
right going. Now all kind that Windsor stuff is popping.
Man,
they're putting in furniture, hiring people. It's about to happen, man.
Yeah,
Pliny for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Except Fresno.
Yep, they're still. We'll manage not to find
like. Any oh no!
Sorry, I didn't think that was gonna automatically start like that.
I was just gonna make a joke about the 99. It's okay.
Just leave the 99 alone. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving? Classic voicemail song. Oh, the classic one. You can email us. You can record something on your phone and email it to us. PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com. You can also call the Dorktown Network voicemail line 559-492-0542. And let's start with the emails, Mike. So we did record, if you haven't caught wind, we were recording a little bit early. So, if you're like, hey, sorry we missed your voicemail this week, but we'll get it next week. It'll be there waiting patiently. But the first voicemail of the week, it belongs to this person that's going to start talking right now.
What's up, Perfect Pour? Mexican Beer Econo here, Audie Alvarado. How's it going?
Pretty good.
So, a few things. I'll kind of recap of what I've been drinking the past few weeks, because it's been a while. Last time I called, it was around the Minnesota, the Great Minnesota Get-Together. which is, yes, the Minnesota State Fair. I had a lot of beers, so I'm not going to go through all of what I had, but I think my favorite that I had was the new beers out of the State Fair this year was the Mankato Brewing Funnel Cake. What? Yeah, it was, talk about gimmick beers, but holy crap, that was really, really good. And of course, the Grain Belt Blue, like as always, is a fantastic beer. They always top it off with blueberry slushy because it's a blueberry lager. Oh my gosh, so good. I had it for breakfast, it was delicious. Another thing, kind of throwing out a looking forward to, there's a brewery where I'm staying. So I'm actually staying in River Falls, Wisconsin. I know, Minnesota rep staying in Wisconsin. What is this? Anyway, the brewery in downtown River Falls is called Swinging Bridge, and they came out with a beer that's a play on a new up-and-coming band called Greta Van Fleet, and they call this their Greta Van Peach IPA. I am definitely looking forward to this, see what it's like. Fruit IPAs are kind of my thing. I really, really enjoy them. I love the juiciness, I love the fruitiness, I love the IPA-ness. It's fantastic. What else? Oh, another thing. Does anybody else that listens to The Perfect Pour think that The Perfect Pour needs to find an animator and animate some of their segments? Because, oh my gosh, sometimes when you guys go off on tangents, I can just picture it being animated in my head. Kind of like that, I don't know if you've ever heard of Cox and Crendor, their kind of podcast, whatever, that gets animated, and that is freaking hilarious. So I think The Perfect Pour needs to get some of their segments animated and on YouTube, because that shit would be fucking hilarious. Other than that, keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Wow. That was all kinds of mess.
So was he in a bathroom or was he showing a movie? That's what I couldn't figure out.
Ah. You think he watches some 8mm?
Or maybe he's a
sounds like a projector in the background.
He's a projectionist, maybe.
Yeah.
Projectionist. Mm. What would our animation style be? First, we got to decide. I mean,
have you guys ever seen the show Home Movies from Adult Swim?
No.
Oh, okay.
I probably have.
Or short movies.
I probably have. Adult
Home Movies.
Was I drunk?
No, didn't know what it was called though.
I'm thinking Dr. Katz. You guys remember that?
Yeah. Well, I don't like, it was all scribbly though.
Yeah. Oh, you don't like the scribbly?
It's kind of tough to watch sometimes because it's all like shaky. Yeah,
we're
like shaky cam.
Clean and polished here. Is that what you're saying?
No, no. You're right.
That's classic Ren and Stimpy.
Something. Yeah. SpongeBob style.
Ooh.
Whoever
I like that.
Animates SpongeBob.
Good color in SpongeBob.
Should be us.
Lots of unknowns in SpongeBob. Like, how are they underwater and yet there's still water flowing in water?
It's like, it's different water.
It's different water.
It's in there, because once in a while they'll acknowledge that they're underwater and other times they won't.
Uh-huh.
And so once in a while they'll have the bubbles, like whenever they're doing something, bubbles will happen.
Yeah.
And sometimes it won't. You just accept it.
And I like how the squirrel girl has the head, the helmet of air instead of the...
Yeah, she has an air bubble down there. Or, and it's... Yeah, it is what it is.
I like it. Okay,
SpongeBob. That's right, because I get that question a lot. Like,
why is there water? Because they're in water. But then they drowned in the other water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what happens.
And they have boat cars.
Thicker water. Like, there's thicker water.
Their cars are boats that have wheels.
Yep.
Cars are boats that
drive on the ground. And if their boats go up into the air/water, it's like, it's like they're in air.
It's like they're in air.
That's how it works.
Okay.
It's Bikini Bottom, man.
All right. I will ask no more questions.
There are things we don't know what's going on Earth here.
Yeah. You could grill hamburgers underwater.
Right. I think SpongeBob show shows that we don't understand everything that the Earth does.
Ah.
There are weird things. You ever been to the Bermuda Triangle?
Mm-mm.
Maybe Bikini Bottom is within the Bermuda Triangle. Wow. You don't know.
I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm. Think about it.
Man. Guys, I got to go home. I got lots to do.
Yep, a lot of non-beer thinking to think about.
So any SpongeBob animators out there that would like to draw our segments?
We're ready.
We're ready.
Loyo has sent us an email, but sorry I didn't make it in time for the show last week. FYI, this voicemail is a little irrelevant now. Irrelevant now. But there's no file. So feel free to... Okay. Well, Loyo tried to send us a voicemail, but there's no voicemail file with it.
That's how relevant it is.
Wait, there's... I'm seeing a file. Let's all just listen to me try to pull up a file.
Was it the Penske file?
The Penske file.
Hey, guys.
Wow.
We're driving.
Well, Danielle's driving. I'm drinking and riding.
What?
No, you're not.
Just wanted to check in. Just wanted to say, hey, Matt, it was good seeing you at the Summit Festival last weekend. So thank you for our micro get it.
Micro get it.
Wow.
First time I heard that.
Little goodie bag that we sent you. Some fun merch that merch coordinator Danielle threw together.
Oh.
A fun little shirt for Matt. And then we were really hoping we'd hear like a chug off or
at least
a thumb war or something between Mikey and Nick.
Oh,
for the
they were trying
Drake's
to set us
Moleskine
up.
Notebook.
Yep.
Special limited release there.
Now I want
birthday only exclusive.
Special limited notebooks.
Yep.
So we just wanted to put together a little goodie bag for the birthday boys, a little late and early birthday
exclusive.
Gifts. So happy birthday to you guys for our quarterly check-in. Mikey, not to like
that's
November,
all we get.
But whatever. It's birthday season, I guess.
Stout season, birthday season.
Woohoo!
All right.
So anyway, we are heading to GABF next week. So if any Perfect Poor peoples are going to be out there, if you guys are at the fest, come check out the Drake's booth. Danielle and I will both be there.
Just a place to have a get
hopefully
it.
Hopefully not for majority of the time, but we will be around for a good time. Exploring Denver outside of the fest. So hit us up if you guys are around and in the area. And we hope to see everybody out there for a party soon.
And keep up the good work, guys.
Keep it up. What she said.
What?
Bye.
Wait a minute.
Wow, that just...
They can't outdo us on our own show.
They just did.
Damn it.
There's part of your GABF plans that I haven't heard enough of. Go to the Drake's booth.
Drake's Gabbeth.
Hopefully you'll catch him.
Man. So, Mike, I'm going to need that moleskin back.
Oh.
I hear it's exclusive.
I love gold. Here.
You can make a bid for it.
I'm going to. Yeah,
you
apparently.
Can go on brown paper tickets.
You were getting us beer. We were supposed to chug off or thumb war for it. That was the requirements. For
chug
the
off. Oh, God. I'm not a good chugger, but I'll try. For a notebook, I'll try. Speaking of Drake's, we're having a Drake's beer.
Wow, how convenient.
Brado.
You're a Brado.
Brado. From Drake's Brewing. Brado. Is it sour or something?
The Thirst Mutilator. Yep.
The Thirst Mutilator. Brado.
Guess the two flavors, but it's a sour goza ale.
Sour goza ale. We're supposed to guess.
Lime?
We're supposed to guess.
Okay, Matt got
Drake's.
The first one.
Mm.
Don't tell me it's lemon lime.
Lemon lime. How'd you know?
Wow, look at him.
No, look just kidding. Lime and yuzu.
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 Fucking yuzu.
Yep.
Fucking yuzu.
New Belgium was the other brand that liked to use that.
What the hell's a yuzu? Yuzu. I barely eat yuzu.
I'm not as mad at this as I was when I saw the description of it.
You're like, what? It's not an IPA?
No. I don't like it. But I can drink this.
Bad Louie.
Wouldn't be a bad afternoon beer.
Who's going to make a beer called Bad Louie?
Bad Louie.
San Leandro.
He's bad, mofo.
Independent.
Hey, guys. Santa Rosa rep Benj Clark here. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, we're all excited about the new Russian River facility opening up in Windsor, which if you're planning a trip up here, Windsor's basically in Santa Rosa. So
it's like don't a get too worked suburb up of Santa
distance
Rosa
or anything. I think locally we're excited for it because hopefully all the tourists will go there. Yeah. Downtown every weekend. It's a line fest. Every and it's not weekend, like there's some new wild ale limited edition hoodie. It's just because it's Russian River, and people want to put their five cases of Pliny on a dolly and wheel it out and put it in their car and drive away.
Yeah, look all cool.
Get out of downtown. Get off my yard. Stay out of my grass.
Yes.
Anyway. Stay out of my grass.
So, yeah.
And in my yard.
And also, Mikey, thanks for pointing out the local trending beers thing on Untappd. I hadn't bothered looking at it, and it was... instructive. I'd love to hear from other people. Of course, Santa Rosa's is about the most predictable. Number one, Pliny. Nice. Rounding out the rest of the top 10 is Russian River as well, mostly with their Wild Ale series and some Belgians and things. And but coming in next, you know, 10, 11, 12 is beers from Hen House.
I was going to say. You know,
Hen House had kind of fallen off my radar. I had visited there. They're literally across the street from Lagunitas down there in Petaluma, which is basically South Santa Rosa. I mean, it's everything's so close over here. And they have some really good beers, but, you know, I don't know. I'd like other stuff better and... That's just kind of how it went. But now, you know, looking on these local trending, it's like, hey, I should try this. Philadelphia Experiment and Frozen Envelope. Yeah, it's something to check out. So anyway, I'd love to hear from everybody else. What's the top local trending where you're at? Any surprises? Yeah, that'd be interesting. So anyway, keep up the good work, guys. We'll talk again soon.
Yes. The Beans
Club. I'm glad a tip worked out. I was just surprised. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. How well done Fresno's was. It was all indie beer. I was half expecting Coors Light to be number one trending beer.
Yes.
Because Untappd don't care. They'll let you check in. All the Coors products. Yeah, so send in your trending beers. That's something you can call about when you're voicemailing. You can add that into your voicemail. What's your trending beer in your local area?
It's trending. It's
trending. Yeah, sorry if you're in Santa Rosa that Russian River takes over the trending beers.
Yeah, we're really sorry.
We're so sorry. This is something from Paul that I think I was supposed to save till later in the show. Someday I'll make enough money to pay the rent and have a little saved up. One day I have enough left for a supplement, for a supplement. You know who you know, who you know, who you know.
Yeah.
I wanna be a golden god. You know I'm gonna be a golden god. Wow, that's a new golden god bumper from Paul.
Someday.
I was just hitting buttons and wasn't paying attention to what I was hitting. I would have saved that for later.
Dear podcasters, if you ever want to know how our show works.
Just hit buttons and drink beer.
Beep, boop, boop, boop,
oh beep. My gosh, that's so cool. A new bumper from Paul. Rising, already rising in the trending songs on your app.
Is it going number one in
number
play
going
the
number
same
one.
Song?
Okay.
In iTunes.
So listen B-tunes. Later for the show if you want to hear that again.
Hi, guys. I hope you're doing well. It's Kelly.
Kelly. Who's Kraft? Oh, my gosh.
That sound was fireworks. So I don't know if you caught that.
Obviously.
Anyways, I wanted to give you guys a call because I noticed a funny thing on the last episode.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
What did we do?
Matt, very frequently on the podcast, brings up that he is a fan of the Hot Pockets and that he eats a lot of Hot Pockets.
Oh, boy.
And I'm wondering...
Hot Pockets.
As I was listening to the episode, what is Matt's favorite Hot Pockets? And I almost guarantee if he's eating Hot Pockets and he's having a beer, he's probably having a Fat Tire, or he's probably having a Dale's Pale Ale. Both would be pretty solid choices. It's Hot Pockets. I don't know what you pair with it, though.
What do you pair with a Hot Pocket?
Like, that is just
what
so
don't
silly.
You pair with
so
a Hot
fun.
Pocket?
So I'm wondering, Matt and the rest of the guys, if you're eating Hot Pockets and having a beer, what do you pair with what? And specifically, the type of Hot Pockets. This homegirl wants to know. Thank you. Bye.
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 Matt.
We'll lead off with
you,
Matt.
What do you like to pair with your Hot Pockets?
I'm trying to think of the last time that I've had a Hot Pocket.
Well, you talk about Hot Pockets all the time. I would think you're Hot Pockets. You're bachelor living.
Like holster, like instead of a gun and a holster, it's a Hot
Pocket. Hot Pocket.
That's how ready to go they are.
I mean, pepperoni Hot Pocket? Is that what's your go-to Hot Pocket? I'm trying to think of what Matt's go-to Hot Pocket would be.
I'm serious.
I don't.
A hammy?
It's more of a Jim Gaffigan thing than anything.
There you go. Ham and Swiss Hot Pockets and a Ham's beer.
Wow. We're revealing something that you're not actually a Hot Pockets either. You just like to reference Hot Pockets all the time.
Yeah. Jim Gaffigan had a whole bit about him.
Yeah. And he still gets, I'm sure every day somebody comes up on the street.
Hey,
Hot Pockets!
You're the Hot Pockets guy, right?
Hey, Hot Pockets!
He got in a little bit of trouble with the craft beer community recently. There's a whole thing where he made some sort of joke about craft beer and then craftbeer.com or somebody was like, hey, sir, do not joke about the craft beer.
Uh-oh.
I didn't read into it. I was hoping one of you guys read it and was going to fill us in, but no, apparently
not.
Oh,
well, no.
Wow. We're going to have to just think about this Hot Pocket pairings, beer pairings. Would you pair with a pepperoni Hot Pocket?
Pepperoni the pizza old Hot pep. Pocket.
Yeah, the classic.
A pineapple IPA.
Oh! I would be more okay with that than actually a pineapple pizza Hot Pocket. Does that exist?
Probably. I don't know, but can we write somebody a letter?
At the Hot Pocket, whatever, the Hot Pocket plant. They got all the Hot Pocket variants.
Yes. To whom it may concern.
Dear Hot Pocket people.
Make pineapple pizza Hot Pockets. The end.
Letter over.
P.S. Send them immediately.
Oh, let's see. One more email voicemail for this week.
Good evening, Perfect Pour. It's Colin.
Good evening,
from
Colin.
Denver.
What?
Colorado rep.
Something's going on
say
here.
Say hey. See how things are going with you guys? Colin. I know you guys are recording
different.
Early, so I'm slipping this in there. I didn't do a... Saturday, Sunday, or a Monday recording because I kind of lamed out. Janine's not here.
What?
And but you know what? I had a beer.
And I'm decided, so lost. You know what? I'm going to call it out.
So because of GABF, we get special beers out here. Like, people send all their stuff. So liquor stores get them. Just super freaking cool. So in my freezer right now, because those b-holes didn't have it on ice, is a Spaceways IPA from Modern Times. So I'm super stoked about that. I'm going to have that after I'm done with this beer here. And some other beers that we have. And I'm kind of looking for some recos from other people on these beers, see if anybody likes this stuff. So they have Gigantic Brewing Company Endless and Juicy IPA.
Nope, which don't do it.
Delicious.
Don't do it.
Hop Freshener Citrus and Piney, which I actually bought some of that.
Yes, yes,
so it's in the fridge. So
do that.
Because I don't necessarily need a reco, but I'll let you know next week. We're getting some Rheingeist now, Knowledge IPA. We're getting Shiner now, and I drank a Shiner IPA about 3 months ago. One of my friends is from Texas, and he's like, I bought some Shiner, and he's like, they have an IPA. So reached in his fridge and grabbed the Shiner IPA, and it's probably the most terrible beer I've ever experienced in my life. Sorry if you guys like Shiner or if anybody else likes Shiner, but it was a terrible, terrible attempt at a beer. Also, Warped King Gamma Bomb. Oh, also, Gigantic's supposed to have one called Sassy Pony.
Mm-hmm.
That's my looking out for sure, because I hate anybody who had a pony as a child. And we also get the Deschutes Juicy now, which somewhere I couldn't find it at the store, but I'm sure it's there. Be checking that stuff out, getting excited for GABF, even though I'm not going. There is plenty of shit going on downtown. Might see some of the Garage Boys down there, have some little fun. If they do call me up, I'll take them everywhere, man. We can go all over the place. We don't even need a car for that. And also, if we need to, we'll spring for some Ubers. So it's going to be a blast this weekend. I hope you get more calls about GABF, probably after it's over. And certainly for me. So anyway, you see my wife, tell her hello. Keep up the good work.
Tell my wife what's up for me.
Are we supposed to see her?
Hold on. Can you answer this, mate? It's my husband. Get away from my wife. Okay. See you later.
Okay. Goodbye. Goodbye then.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Hopefully, Janine's in Lagavulin right now and drinking whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she's, I don't know. Her and Ed are just hanging out.
Damn it. That sounds cool.
Doing stuff. Whatever that stuff is, I don't know. It's not my, none of my business.
Mm, bangers and mash.
Bangers? Oh, gosh, Nick. Traditional voicemails, we have those. They're coming up shortly.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? I'm not really driving. I just got off work, and I started the car. But I'm not really driving, so I'm not going to do the whole screaming thing. Oh. It's on speaker. I have it up to my head and junk. So I wanted to say, yeah, I'm going to be in SoCal, actually in the Long Beach Harbor area, 29th, 30th. 29th would probably be best. If not 30th, I'll be early in the day because I'm heading back. 30th is a Sunday. And I think it would be so awesome.
So super.
If I can have a get it with Chew, Kelly, and Long Beach Guy, which I'm really terrible at names. I have to meet you like 20 times.
No, it's his name, Long Beach Guy.
Don't have to resort to calling you Chi. You know, that Chi from Long Beach. I think that would be awesome. I think we need to make it happen. And, yeah, Beachwood would be a great place. If we can all meet there, that would be Kisfair or somewhere like that. I mean, there's a lot of areas around there. There's a lot of places.
A lot of ins and outs.
I'm tired. Well, anyway. Keep up great work, guys. And I'm soon to be driving.
Yes. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good
work. Keep up the good work, guys. Oh, it's got to be going to be a SoCal get it.
Going to be driving.
You know that Chew's going to be there. Chew's can't miss a get it. I mean, it's a whole understanding he has with this family. It's like, hey, it's a get it. But it's my birthday. Sorry. Get it.
Get it. I realize the pressure of opening a brewery, but that would be great if Fire Dog was up and running by the Summit next year.
Yeah.
That could be like the host hotel for the Get It.
Yeah, let's make that happen.
Yeah, I need to start making my plans for next year.
Let's do it.
Hey, boys. It's been a little while.
Hmm.
I'm actually calling, I think, to call old Matt, the old bearded brewer, out.
Uh-oh.
You see, Matt, I know it was a while ago, but I drove up, and on that one hot, sunny Saturday, I walked into good old Tioga Sequoia. It was right after the 4th of July, and I was just excited to give you this beer and to say hi, and you kind of had to stop me, make me slow my roll down a little bit, and say hello to me. Well, like that. But the beer I gave you, I said it'd probably be the only sour beer old Mikey Topform I'd ever liked. That was a beer that's been on a couple other podcasts. Them guys down at 3B Zena had it. Those guys out in Austin, Texas, the Beerists, they've had it. The beer out of Great Notion, out of good old Portland, that was by way of the Portland Garage Boys connection. It was a little beer called Blueberry Muffin. That Great Notion Blueberry Muffin, I got to tell you, the beer smells and tastes like a Costco blueberry muffin, specifically the Costco one, not the Ralph's one, not the one from Kroger.
That Ralph's
not
the one from fake-ass
or whatever. One. Specifically the Costco one. And the other thing I had to address, because we haven't heard from John out of Guitar Center for a little while. I want to know how that guy's doing. I want to know if he ever got back with his buddy over at Osh, and if those two guys are...
I think his store closed.
Another career change.
No,
anyways,
it's still
Garage Boys are hitting up Denver this weekend. And keep up the good work, boys.
I think, yeah, he's still open.
John.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Yeah, John from Osh is not doing too well right now.
No, Osh John, not doing good. He's about ready to, he has to go, now he has to go work for Lowe's.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not happy about that. I mean, who would be?
That sounds about right.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for contributing to the show. Always appreciated. Always fun. And, yeah, a little bit shorter this week just because we snuck it in on you guys. Recorded a day early, huh? We're sneaky like that. Yeah, if you want to always make sure to get your thing on the Friday show, maybe do it by Tuesday evening. Just saying.
We're not trying to tell
even
you.
Even though we're here on Friday.
To do.
And we're having a great time on this Friday. Every Friday a new show comes out. But I'm just saying. Just giving you a little insider tip. And that's the wrong
thing. Looking out for beers.
Every week, beers get released. Lime fests happen. And whales. White whales. Beer whales.
Beer whales.
They're out there roaming the ocean, beer ocean, with the narwhals. And we look out for them and want them and state them. Matt, are you looking out for anything?
Possibly.
Mm-hmm. Here's a possible looking out for.
Yeah, I didn't have enough time to do notes for the show today. So.
we may hear about a looking out for from Matt later on. You just don't know. You may just slip it in there. It's like, oh, look out for this. Dick.
All right. It's sticky tonight.
Sticky.
Out of Walla Walla, Washington.
Yes.
Water Buffalo Brewery.
Hmm.
Tan Lines Pale Ale.
Wow. First time I'm hearing about these guys.
Me too. So they are a bit of a traditionalist. They use the bottle that is like the Grolsch bottles of yore with the plastic stopper and the red silicone seal washer and the metal fastening device that you flip open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how they brew their beer.
Huh.
Or bottle their beer.
All right.
They don't brew it in the bottles. They bottle it in the bottles. And if that wasn't cool enough.
Not cool enough.
Not cool, man.
Where did it go?
Maybe it was. I'm on my page right now. I got to go back to Perfect Pour page.
Come on.
Industry.
At Perfect Pour Pod on social media.
No, it's not there either. What the frick?
Oh, it's there.
What the?
You just don't see it, bro.
I guess not. Well, anyways, Raisin Tobles did a raisin beer with a, what was it, Libertine?
Yeah, Libertine uses his raisins. And then he had one.
Oh, it was the second one.
Tioga did a collab, Phoenix Brewer.
Rennhouse.
And that's that uses raisins. The old baseball name we had, the Raisin Eaters. Raisin Eater, isn't that right?
That sounds right. You'd start talking about raisins, and I just don't care.
Oh, Crazin Eater? That one you remember?
Yeah. Where's that beer? Sign me up for it.
Crazin beer. God, terrible. Terrible.
That's terrible. So, yeah, looking out for those.
Looking out for Raisin Eater.
Raisin Eater.
That all you're looking out for is?
Yes, because I cannot find that post. So that is all I'm looking at.
All right. Is there, you put it on the forum on Facebook, and I think the full pint, I don't know if the full pint created this meme or they just put it out.
Yeah.
But it was just a picture of, you know, a t-shirt wall, all these t-shirts that have, you know, logos of various things that are just plays off of, I don't know the best way to describe them.
Most famously in Fresno would be the t-shirt outlet.
Right.
Had all those.
Yeah.
If you have a Spencer's, usually Spencer's in a mall. Gives, yeah.
Hot Topic.
Uh-huh. Whatever. Hot Topic.
These kind of t-shirts. And basically saying it was like, this is beer labels in 2019. This is how you do beer labels in 2018. And it's like, is there anything like, it seems like all cereal boxes have been mined. It's just been a big cereal box. Cereal boxes, big thing this year.
Mm-hmm.
Video game covers.
Yep.
Movie posters.
Craft beer has gotten closer to Star Wars than anybody else I've ever seen without getting.
I saw on Worst Beer Blog that a brewery was doing a Simpsons. Broccoli Simpson or something like that.
Oh, no.
And I guess they got shut down before they even got it released.
Wow.
Usually you can get the beer out there and release and then shut it down. But they got shut down before it even got released.
Ooh.
So,
well, it depends. I mean, if you're trying to overly market the beer before it even comes out, that's where you're
going to get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, you're going to get
somebody's going to notice.
If you just, you know, release it and then they send the cease and desist and you're like, oh, we'll never make this one off again.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah, what are you going to do? You got to keep it quiet.
Never make this one off.
Oh, fridge mic.
Oh. You guys feeling a little Crowley?
Oh, yeah. Geez.
Mr. Crowley.
We got to keep this, our Crowler series happening here. The courtesy of the Golden Gods of the Perfect Pour, we have We have 4 total crowlers from Fieldwork Brewing. We had one last week.
Whoa! Whoa. I don't know how I made that noise.
No, that's a first fridge mic noise I've ever heard. Well, he's trying to do that. Because that crowlers had those crowlers. Fridge mic off.
This should be played every time a crowler is filled.
You asked us.
They're not called crowlers?
Oh, now we're past the unlegal mark. It's 31 seconds, according to Instagram. Bah.
No, it's playing in the background. It's fine.
Yeah, it's not directly into the board.
We're talking over it.
Where this is not happening.
Don't shut us down, Spotify.
That's all you needed to hear.
Trying to get it on the mark.
So I uploaded a video to Instagram today.
That splooshed on
yesterday.
Me.
It was just my record player playing a record, and Instagram let me know the countries that my video was banned in because I went over 31 seconds of music that was recognized by Sony.
Tisk, Matt. Oh, gosh. You are an internet rebel.
So this beer fucked with my brain. Sorry to be
new
blunt.
New beer going around. I
was like, Session IPA, this sounds wonderful. It is hazy as fuck.
Poor Nick.
I thought we were safe
here. I think
we
drank all the narwhal, so there might be a little
There's a crowler in there for you.
I saw that.
But you didn't
We're too late in the show for that one.
Okay.
We need to start with that one.
But I mean, as fieldwork goes, the nose on this beer is amazing.
This is Fieldwork Murtaugh Session IPA. Isn't that...
He's too session for this shit?
Murtaugh is too session for this. Isn't that from Lethal Weapon? Isn't that...
Yes.
Okay. Smells nice.
And podcast silence. Mm. It's either
when
good.
Silence,
Murtaugh. Dank and juicy featuring a blend of...
figure out something or we're drinking.
Blend of old school dank citrusy notes and new school white wine grape notes. Hop.
Oh, that's what that is.
The hops are Blanc and Columbus.
Did you say Blanc?
Columbus is the old school dank.
Blanc, sir.
Blank.
Trying to get brute on me.
Blank a doodle do.
This is not brute. Get. Just leave. No, don't even
leave now, sir.
Psst, we need him to finish the show.
So
recording.
Columbus
he
tomahawk
the buttons.
Columbus tomahawk and Zeus are kind of like the same. They're like brother sister hops. So kind of all have a dankiness going.
Ew.
Is that like a Game of Thrones thing? Brother and sister sleeping together? I kind of like it.
Yeah, I like it better if I didn't use my Goza glass for this one.
Oh, well, you got it. It's Crowler's worth of beer. Try another glass for that.
Crowler's worth.
Forget that one. Try another
Forget
glass.
Forget about it.
We're fine. We got plenty of
Forget
them.
About it.
McKellar, we're still looking out for beers here. McKellar SD has a Freddie Mercury.
Great.
Huh?
Just great.
Freddie Mercury.
Mercury.
16-ounce cans of hazy Imperial IPA with Simcoe, Mosaic, and Cascade. I feel like it seems when we have the hazies that have a little bit more alcohol, you seem to have less problems, Nick.
Yes, because they make me forget I'm drinking a hazy.
So maybe you might like this, Freddie.
More booze makes everything better.
Modern Times did a collab with a Nashville brewer, Bearded Iris, called Harvest of Memories. It's a hazy. Going for $21.50 a 4-pack out the door. Who knows what the secondary price is? But I don't, but... I'm sure there is one. It's an 8%. They only made 3,400 I don't know if it's 3,400 four packs or just 3,400 cans. I think it's 3,400 four packs. You can only buy 18 four packs.
That's it?
Your limit. Only 18.
Man. How dare they?
How dare they? It's got Motika?
That's a weird one.
Strata, Mosaic, Simcoe. And there's one from Aerolodge. This is a label buy, but I'm sure the beer's good. Schwing! It's a it's a Wien and Garth beer. It's got the can has, on the top, it has Wien with his hat, hair in his, the hair and hat of Wien.
Uh-huh.
And then on the bottom of that has Garth's glasses and hair.
Nice.
And that's what's on the can.
The iconic cool. Features. Yep.
So we need that.
Yes.
Just for the can, right? And that's all looking out for this week.
Bass feature song.
Oh, man. Untappd, this is an app you can use to monitor your drinking. I use it. I try to use it as much as possible. I've been getting into it. I'm building a post on MikeyTopPour.com that's a very comprehensive Untappd post, but it's not finished yet. I don't know. It's coming soon. It'll be out there.
Is that like opening a brewery?
Yeah, pretty much. Matt, you've been caught drinking beers this week. What are you drinking?
Yeah, so I've I was cleaning out the fridge, as they call it. So I had a General Sherman IPA and a Summer Vibes. And then...
You discovered a Summer Vibes hiding in your fridge? Mm-hmm.
Popped open Good Vibrations with coconut. At the bottle share a little bit earlier. And then...
Bottle share?
Yeah. Tuesdays, there's a bottle share at Tioga, so...
Mm. Interesting. What time is this?
Usually 6 to close. Mm-hmm. Then I opened the... So there was four show crawlers, which we've gone through 2 of 4. And... I bought an additional 2 for myself from field work when I was out of town last week. And so I got to open the Scream Citra Scream, and that was a beautiful IPA.
Oh, sounds like it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it all Citra?
Yes.
Oh.
And it was fantastic.
Oh my God.
And then I was at Goldstein's earlier, and they notably had an Alpine beer on draft called Truck Trail. It was a pale ale. And it was okay. A little bit on the malty side, but I was not upset with my half beer before I ended up with the podcast.
Mm. Half beers.
So that's what I've been caught drinking.
Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. Be his friend. You could already have known all this had happened. Nick, Nick 80. That's his handle and a tap.
Sure it is.
What have you been drinking this week?
Beer.
Nice.
Where did we go?
More specifics.
Please expand. Oh, how long has it been since I've had a beer? I had a hoppy birthday on draft at the Yard House.
Wow, all this Nelson Green Flash beer this week.
I'm looking for it. I'm looking for Nelson.
You're looking for it. So I'm
going through all the crevices.
Crevasse.
So I go to Yard House. I'm like, maybe they'll have Nelson.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. No, they have Hoppy Birthday.
Oh.
Boo.
Boo.
I go to...
I boo you, waitress.
Go to Total Wine. No Nelson. So I end up buying Dust Bowl therapist.
Yeah, and it's not in town then if they don't have.
And Confused therapist.
All right.
So I take those home because we talk about how awkward it is to walk in a liquor store and not buy anything.
Yep.
So Total Wine has it set up to where you have to go through a checkout line to get out of that store.
Oh, really?
There is no abort.
I never noticed that.
There's no way to get out of there.
No way to just like walk on.
Back unless out. You're awkwardly squeezing by people in line that are purchasing something.
I can't go there.
There's no browsing.
On the front door, I can't go around through the front door.
Unless you wait for somebody to come in and you skedaddle out of there.
But there isn't a sensor on the other side where I can just walk out the front door.
They will not
open. Well, that makes sense because that's a lot of the thievery happening.
Yeah, and we are in prison.
Yeah. I mean, our Lululemon has been robbed 3 times in like a week's time. Yeah. But those are people doing it all over, up and down California, so it's okay.
It's okay.
Our Apple store got robbed famously on video. Mm-hmm. Our Lululemon store has been robbed several times. That's how we roll. Yeah.
Take it. Just take it. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Take it.
So I had those 2 beers. I could not tell the difference between therapist and confused therapist.
Hmm. Oh. There's some notes for you, Dust Bowl.
Notes.
Is what the confused therapist supposed to, what's it supposed to be different? What's supposed to be different?
I think it was supposed to be juicier.
Mm. We put more juice in.
Yeah. 10% more juice.
I'm confused why it's supposed to be different. That's all?
And yeah, just more Narwhal.
Just enjoying that Narwhal case.
Enjoying that Narwhal.
More Narwhal. I am Dorktown on Untapped, or you can search Mikey Topora. It'll come up. Either one will come up. We're searching for people. That little people person icon. But here's your Untapped tip this week. You're searching for people. Pro tip. if they're not already your friend already, you know, you hit the people on the top left. There's those 2 people icon. And then it comes to your friends and their search. You're like, oh, I'll search in there. It won't work for a new person.
Ooh.
You got to do the ad on the top right.
What?
Go to the top right. Okay. Hit the ad button. Now you're out in the ether of the internet of Untappd. Now you can search for somebody that's not your friend already. And then it will find it. But if you're searching within your friends, it will not find.
I see that now.
So just
I did it. I did it right. Did now. It.
See, now you hit the ad. Now you can search for anybody. So there's your little Untappd tip this week. I had the finishing off my Almanac Love Hazy IPA from Almanac. That's a great beer. I'm hearing things about it, and I always pass it up. I finally bought it this week, and excellent beer. I'm advising it if you're a hazy beer fan. I got down to the tap room of Tioga Sequoia, the beer garden. Tioga Sequoia
Beer Garden. You left the house?
I did.
What?
Well, I keep hearing about they had this Orange Julius beer.
Oh, man.
And people were saying, like, it tastes like an Orange Julius. Yeah. I'm like, holy shit. I love Orange Julius. I gotta have this. They were out. They blew that shit.
You blew it?
I blew it. I had my chance, but I blew it.
You blew it.
But it was okay because I gotta have a New England Californication, which is another one I was looking out for from Tioga. That's an excellent beer. It's a very good beer. Hopefully it comes back with some regularity at somehow. And also had a Fulton Street IPA. Tried to buy a Fulton Street t-shirt.
Oh, yeah?
All out.
How'd
all
that
out
go?
In the mediums.
Didn't you blew go that, too?
Yeah, I blew the t-shirt keg. Blew the t-shirt gun.
Yes.
Cannon. The t-shirt cannon was out of Fulton Street IPA t-shirts.
Man.
Just blowing air.
Should have got a small.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I got to really lose some weight to get that small, get into that small.
Yeah. Motivation.
Yeah.
Light beers.
So that's all the significant things. I was caught drinking this.
Been caught drinking.
Oh, we don't have a chew call this week, huh?
Uh-oh.
I put it out to Twitter that, like, hey, man, call now if you're going to get on there. But Chew's busy this week. It's cool. Doesn't have to call every week.
He's GABFing.
Oh, I want to see Chew at GABF. That'd be good. Cheers.
It's the end of the show and we're giving out some cheers.
That's some cheese.
That's some true cheese there, Paul. Speaking of, now let's really debut this song. It's the new one from Paul Fairfax. It's called Golden God, here on the Perfect Four.
Someday I'll make enough money to pay the rent and have a little saved up. One day I have enough left for a supplement, for a supplement. You know who you know, who you know, who you know, who you are. You know who you know, who you know, who you know, who you are. And someday, you know I wanna be a golden god. You know I wanna be a golden god. You know I'm gonna be a golden god.
You know. Oh.
Oh, you know.
Damn. Yes, I love it. New bumper music.
That's no, now we owe him $10.
That's Paul from Fairfax. Email us if you want him to write, if you want to pay him, if you want him to do stuff for you for free, don't email us. Don't try and contact him. Don't want that. But if you want to pay Paul to do some work for you, email us and then we'll pass it on to Paul.
Is Rad Stacy still the only one to have her own?
Or owns the person, only person on the show that has her own personal Paul song. As far as I can remember, there's a lot of Paul songs.
There's a lot of Paul songs.
I keep threatening about making a Bandcamp album, a Perfect Pour album.
Yes.
And it'd be pretty epic at this point now, with all the Paul stuff he's given us over the years. So cheers to our golden gods. These are the awesome people that donate money to the show every month, $5 or more. It's money for us to do all the stuff we want to do with the show. It's pretty freaking rad. That's why we have we're enjoying this fieldwork crawler right now. That's why we have it. It's because of the golden gods. And because Matt. Matt's quick thinking.
What?
So cheers, guys. Thank you. Patreon.com/perfectpour or go to perfectpourpod.com and look for a link for Patreon or in the show notes in the podcast player that you're looking at right now, maybe on your phone. You flip around. There should be a link down at the bottom of the show notes for Patreon. You can click the link, see what's going on there. All the goods that the people are getting. And also cheers to BS and Craft Beer.
Yeah.
He Be Wheezy. Wymore Aaron. Binge Clark. Binge L Clark. No Whales, bro.
No Whales.
No Whales, bro. Scotty B. Brewing. And Cody Ryan, 1989. Everybody that shares the show with their social media network or talks about it, does with their friends, say, hey, man, you get to listen to the Purple Bar. I listen to the Purple Bar. It's one of my favorite podcasts. Blah, blah, blah. You are a rad person. Thank you for doing that. Cheers to everybody. Matt, do you have some cheers?
Cheers out to a bartender by the name of Philly. He does the Goldsteins on Tuesdays.
Okay.
He's known as the Philly Tuesdays. The
Philly Tuesdays. But,
he was known for the Rika Burgers, and then he did Doss Beer House, and now he's at Gold's.
Oh.
Then
I would recognize his face if I saw him then.
Very cool dude.
He's a Rika Burger.
Yeah. Very cool dude. Very knowledgeable about beer. Very knowledgeable about life. Huh. So cheers out to that
fellow. Just a knowledgeable dude.
You look at him, and he's the kind of guy that he'll do the head shake if you don't want it. And he'll do the nod if you do want it. He's like, I'll get a half pour of that of the Alpine. He's like, nods. Yeah, all right, cool.
Is he one of the guys that the subtle hint of like, give me that that such and such beer, and he'll say, you want a taster of that? Which is code for, yeah, you don't want to order that.
Don't just spend your money.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he does the head shake where he's just like,
you're moving your finger around. He's like, you move it around a little more, and he's like, nah. That beer.
He's the kind of guy where you'll be sitting there at the bar, you order what you want, and then he'll just plop something in front of you, and he goes, yeah. And you taste it, and you're like, ooh, yeah.
Ooh.
And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're just like, man. Like,
we won't talk about
it. Very few words in that conversation.
but you both agree that was terrible.
But all the information was relayed. All right, Nick. Cheersing.
Cheersing to RGDP on Tapper. Rob Del Pozo.
Rob Del Pozo.
Local craft beer drinker fella.
I said drink local.
Martin A., another untapper. He's teasing me with his That's What She Said can.
Who makes that?
That was my looking out for last week. That was, let's see who makes that. Dude.
Now I don't feel bad for remembering because you can't remember.
Treehouse Brewing.
All right, of course. I knew that.
Yeah, I knew that. And, nope, not Twitter. Instagram, please. Coming up, Captain Fwifo once again, checking in.
Oh, yeah, where's he at?
So, last we heard from him, he was at 149. That was end of August, so maybe 3 weeks ago. He has now caught up to episode 158. All right. Can you guys remember what was special about 158?
No. I want to say I would have said. The Tyler and Tony Bags, famous Tyler and Tony Bags episode, but it feels like that was later on. It wasn't that early.
Damn, that's a good question. When did that
happen? I think that might have been the 200s, early 200s. But
there is a dynamic duo happening on this.
Oh,
it's not
Climb Jam. Oh, Climb Jam. First Climb Jam.
Nope.
I said it first.
You're both wrong, so it doesn't matter who said it first.
I mean, Matt said it first.
Duo?
I didn't say it first.
Duo. How many duos have we had on this thing?
At least one more.
Oh, Cigar Prophet and Beer Prophet. Ooh, and Cigar Prophet.
No,
Profit.
That's another good one. But no.
Condo Brewing.
No.
Come on!
Come on! Wow. I would have never guessed, so don't feel bad.
We have guests on the show?
We have guests. We had one.
I don't remember that.
158. Paul from Fairfax and Fontana Jim.
Oh, yeah. That was an odd duo, but it happened.
But it happened.
Wow.
And so the talk of this episode was the Red Dog beer. Yeah, I believe that was your reaction the first time.
Of course it was.
Let's see. Yeah, that was the update.
That was an interesting night. I believe it involved Popolo's, pre-gaming at a hotel room.
Oh, yeah.
And podcasting.
Nice. I did not pre-game that one.
Yeah, that wasn't, yeah.
Oh, that okay. So it looks like the Clam Jam was shortly after that.
Oh, he's got the Clam Jam coming up.
Yeah.
Man, I envy him. Can't wait.
So, yeah.
There you go. There's your update. Oh, I got an exclusive on Zach's Brewing.
Well, now you're just showing off.
Exclusive. There's some things I can't talk about, guys.
Nice.
Because they were that exclusive.
Wow.
Can't talk about them.
Yeah.
But they're working on it. Hopefully next month we're going to see something happen.
Damn.
We're not going to see anything in September.
What?
But maybe in October. That's all I can say. Some cool things they're working on.
What a great update.
They're working. Yep. How's that, guys?
That's wonderful.
Here's Zach's Ring update. They're working on some great things, and it's going to be good times.
Well, the construction, as far as the city is concerned, is coming to a completion. They still need to furnish the place and...
They're still working and make on beer. ABC giving them the approval to... Oh. The ferment in there, basically.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty soon it'll be an empty shell with beer.
Yeah.
And then it'll be a furnished shell with beer.
Mm-hmm. I saw where they're going to have the taps at. They might need some professional help on drilling through into their cold box.
I'm a driller.
I got to drill.
I make holes with my tool.
It's going to be a cool place when it opens. We've been talking about it forever, but we're getting close. Zach's Brewing.
So close.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us here on the Perfect Pour at Perfect Pour Pod.
You're welcome.
On social media, perfectpourpod.com. And if you want to be a rep for the show, look at perfectpourpod.com/reps, R-E-P-S. And if you're just traveling to a city, a new city to you, you're like, I would like some advice from a Perfect Pour listener. Look on that reps page. We may have a rep, and you can contact that rep through their social media handle and get some advice on whether the best bottle shops, whether the best beer bars and tap rooms to go to in that area. That's what our reps do. And if you want to be a rep, we haven't covered every city, believe it or not. There are many, many a city not covered.
Many.
So if you're a rep and your city is unclaimed, you want to be a rep and it's unclaimed, look at that page, and we appreciate it. And just thanks everyone for listening. Mikey Top Pour is my handle. Bearded Brewery 7 is Matt. Nick is the Nick 80. And have fun. I pulled out another Drake's just in case, but I feel like I'm fine with this field work, and we don't need another one. We're going to have that Drake's, this other Drake's beer next week.
Let's save it.
Save it. Save that pride. All right. Keep up the great work.
Guys.
Listening to podcast. Keep up that great work of listening to podcasts, guys.
Sunburn.
Have fun.
Sunburn.
GBF. Get it.